Hello, everyone. I am Maddie. I'm going to be your new radio host for Nostalgia Night. And I'm kind of nervous because this is my first show ever. I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm here. I am currently sweating, but you don't need to know that. And yeah, today's special, well, not guest, but tonight's headlines are, or feature, are Linkin Park. I love Linkin Park. I started listening to them around when I was 4 years old. That's pretty young, but it's because I was lucky because my dad is a Linkin Park fan and my sister's also. So now I'm a Linkin Park fan, and I think music is really important, especially wherever you are. I think music connects people, so I think music is really important in our lives. But anywho, we are going to get into our first song. It's called Paper Cut. It's one of my favorite songs by Linkin Park, and I think we should get into it. All right, here's Paper Cut by Linkin Park. Oh, I messed up. It's okay. All right, my bad. This is Paper Cut by Linkin Park. I hope you enjoy that song. That was Paper Cut by Linkin Park. And if you didn't know, the band was originally called Zero with an X. And then it was called Hybrid Theory. And then finally they settled on Linkin Park. I didn't really know much about Linkin Park until like a few years ago. So, yeah. And then they turned out to be one of my favorite bands. There's a song called Chop Suey. I don't know if people know who are listening. I hope someone's listening. But that also like gives me Linkin Park vibes. But they have their own talents. And the weather is pretty nice today. It's finally warm out. It's gloomy. It's like raining. But it's not snowing, which is good. You can actually see the ground. You can see the grass. Okay. This is also the songs coming up. Well, is one of my favorite songs, but there's a Jay-Z encore version of this song, which I like better, but the original's the original. I mean, come on, you can't beat the original, right? Anywho, moving on. Here's Numb by Linkin Park. Alrighty. I tried so hard and I got so far, but in the end, it was just a pun. That was my joke. Sorry, it was bad. It was bad. I know. Anyway. I hope you're enjoying this show so far. I mean, it's only been, 12 minutes? And we're already through song number two, guys. Or, yeah, song number two. I'm so excited to be here. Yeah. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. And if you do have any suggestions for the next shows, just DM me on Instagram. My Instagram is MADHAV_MALHOTRA_. That's two underscore at the end. Anywho. Yeah. I hope your guys' term is going swimmingly. I love that word. Just keep swimming. Sorry. Yeah. I hope you guys' terms are going good. The midterms, I hate midterms. Midterms are going good. make sure you go to your office hours. If you're going to your office hours, make sure you talk to your professors, see, work anything out. If you have any problems with any concepts, anything, assignments, any doubts, clear it up, because that's what they're there for. And they'll be happy to help as much as you think they don't. They are really happy to help you. And moving on, swimmingly, sorry. I'm going to play one of these next songs is near and dear to my heart because one of my bestest friends introduced me to this song. And yeah, I just love this song. It is Until It's Gone by Linkin Park. All right. That was Until It's Gone by Linkin Park. And if you are just tuning in, this is Nostalgia Night. I'm your show host, Maddie. And that was Until It's Gone by Linkin Park. Thank you for tuning in, whoever's listening. And if you guys didn't know, it's Thrive Week, guys. It's Thrive Week. Whoop, whoop. I got to get some sounds on here. But yeah, if you didn't know what Thrive Week is, it's just a week where, like, there's events organized throughout the campus to let you know about the seven dimensions of wellness: mental, physical, social, financial, and spiritual, environmental, and vocational. So each dimension, like, contributes to our wellness in different ways, and always, you're welcome to participate. There's events going on through March 3rd to through March 7th. And since it's March 5th. What? Okay, it's March 5th already. Well, just two more days, guys. Just two more days. Well, if you didn't know what's going on, you can go on to Laurier's website and see what's going on. But there's a fitness class, Disco Jazz, from 9:45 to 11 a.m. at the AC or Athletic Complex. And there's another event going on from 10 a.m. to noon. Procrastinate later, study now. And there's tons of other fun stuff. Oh, stud tea with us. Okay. That's a good name. It's 2 to 4, and it's in P224. That's in the Peters Building, second floor, if you didn't know. And all right. I hope you guys are thriving here at Laurier. I know I sure am. I hope you guys are having a good time, because I was a little nervous going into my first show, but I think I'm getting the hang of it, and hopefully you guys can hear me. Oh, God. Okay, yeah, I hope you can. Yeah. Ooh, there's a puppy event. Okay. There's a puppy event. It's called Chilling with Dogs. It's at the Martin Luther Chapel tomorrow, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. So you can go chill with some lovely dogs at the Martin Luther Chapel. That's fun. And if you guys didn't know, obviously you can drop in some suggestions during my show at Madhav_Malhotra_. I'm going to spell it for you now. So MADHAV_MALHOTRA_. Make sure, if you want to follow me, that's awesome too. And tell your friends about my show, guys, because I take suggestions and it's fun. And wow, I'm also so grateful to be a part of Radio Laurier. It's pretty awesome here in my little studio. All right, so the next song is off of the album Meteora. I said that weird, but it's Meteora, from Linkin Park, and it's called Don't Stay. Here we go. All right, that was Don't Stay by Linkin Park. Again, thank you for tuning in, guys. I'm your show host, Maddie. And if you guys didn't know, well, if you can already tell, like, Linkin Park is a combination of rap and rock. It feels like it's distinctive compared to, like, other nu metal bands. But I think, like, it's really nice because, I don't know, it just makes me feel nice. Sometimes you just have to, like, I listen to Linkin Park mostly in the gym because it, like, fires you up. But sometimes I'm just relaxing and I'm like, you know what? Let me throw on some Linkin Park. But I would love to take suggestions. And if you guys want to inspire me for my new show, drop in on my Instagram. If you want to look at any specific music artists, if you want to hear their top hits, because it is, after all, called Nostalgia Night. Am I right, guys? High five. You can't, but it's fine. Yes. This is fun. I can't believe it's still raining. It's gloomy out. I can't wait for summer. Okay, this is a discussion. This is a discussion. I'm going to talk to myself now, but I think the best time, like the best season, okay, this is like getting serious, is right, I mean, it's spring. I think it's spring. The summers are also really nice, but I think it's just like that cold to warm transition and that warm to cold transition, the spring and the and fall. I think they just hit because you can also wear your fire outfits with your sneakers. I'm a sneakerhead, sorry. With your fire outfits, with your sneakers, still look good and have fun, be out all day, and it's not dark at 4 p.m. So, yeah. And I was just learning about seasonal depression in class. So, that's a real thing because I definitely knew that before. So I definitely do get a bit drowsy, a little slouched during Canadian winters, but hopefully you guys are a little cozy, whatever you're listening from. You're not hot. You're just the perfect temperature. Just having your little tea, coffee, whatever drink or food. And yeah, I think we're gonna move into our next song because it's also a little hot in here. If it was hot in here, I would faint. Got you. So next song is Faint by Linkin Park. I'm so good at this. All right. I promise, guys, I'll get better at this. I'll promise. Okay. Next up, we have Faint by Linkin Park. That was Faint by Linkin Park. All right, we're half an hour away from our show's end. And hopefully you guys are enjoying the show as of now. Because I am. I hope you are too. And I was just thinking while the song was playing in the background, I was just thinking about what artist should I do next? I was thinking maybe Kesha, because wake up in the morning. I'm not going to say who I'm feeling like when I wake up, but, you know, yeah. TikTok is a really good song. Actually, one of the first English songs, by the way, I'm an ESL student, so one of the first English songs I listened to was Umbrella by Rihanna. Ooh, I think I'm going to do Rihanna for the next show. Maybe that's a little hint, hint, wink, wink for you guys to tune in because Rihanna has got some bangers. Sorry, I had to step away from the mic because I don't want to yell in your ear, guys. Should I do it? Should I blow in the mic? No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not that evil. Anywho, if you guys didn't know, Thrive Week. Go enjoy, go thrive. I know it can be stressful because of midterms. And it's really stressful these times because of exams, because you're juggling maybe your job, maybe some other commitments that you have, and maybe you just don't have time for yourself. So just make sure you have some time to yourself. Wind down, maybe watch your favorite TV show, maybe listen to your favorite songs. Listen to my show, right? Right? I know I'm your favorite. I'm your favorite radio host. You don't have to say it, guys. Come on. Yeah, yeah. You can keep the roar to a little. Oh wait, I messed it up. It's fine. I'm not gonna chatter to a dull roar. That's what I meant to say, because that's what my prof says, and I like that. Anyway, something, I'm trying to remember what I learned today in class and not bore you with it, but I learned about the it was the heart. Yeah, we're learning about the heart. I'm in kinesiology, so I have human physiology, which is not one of my greatest subjects at the moment. But I think it's comeback season, guys. I think we're on our redemption arcs. I hope you guys are doing well, but if you're not, redemption arc, guys, come on, we got this. We're in this together. We got this. But anyway, I was gonna play the next song, but I feel like yapping a little bit more. But I'm not. I'm gonna play the next song. The next song is What I've Done. This is easily one of my top five Linkin Park songs, but I'm also going to play one of the new songs from their new album, even though this is Nostalgia Night, but since it's Linkin Park, come on, we have to. Okay, I'm going to stop now, and here you guys go. Ooh, that was a nice fade. I'm getting better at this, guys. I'm getting better at this. All right, that was What I've Done by Linkin Park. It's usually like the song played it on like Instagram Reels or something. Guys, I'm addicted. But actually, that reminds me, I'm doing the 75-day challenge, guys. So if you don't know, the 75-day heart challenge is you set like a criteria of the things you want to improve or do or get better at. And you just do those things for 75 days straight without breaking any, like, well, not like not following it. So yeah, one of my things is no sugar, and it's really hard because I do have a sweet tooth, guys. I'm sorry. It's like after every exam, every hard day, I'm like, sweet treat. And then I'm like, no sweet treat. It's really hard, but I've turned to fruits, which is really good. Grapes is really good if you have any cravings, just so you know. Frozen grapes especially. Little birdie told me frozen grapes are really nice. And what else? I'm trying to think of like good alternatives for like snacking. I don't snack because it's like I just don't like it, because then you're more hungry and then you keep on snacking and it's an endless deathly loop, which I do not like. Might as well like cook something, be hungry for the next 30, 45 minutes, however long it's going to take you, and just have a good meal. Or if you can't cook, maybe try to learn something new, or just get your favorite food. Live a little for yourself. Sorry, that was a little bit cringy, but moving on. I am still a little nervous because it is my first show, but I hope you guys are liking it. Thank you for the listeners for tuning in again. And if you do need to like give me any suggestions, you're welcome to. Just, you can DM me on Instagram. It's Madhav, MADHAV underscore Malhotra, MALHOTRA double underscore. So double underscore underscore. There we go. And yeah, today actually is not one of my busiest days, which I enjoyed today. But yesterday, Tuesday, is one of my busiest days, which I do not enjoy because it's from 8:30 a.m. to 11 p.m., which is not good because I have to stay on campus, well, most of the time, but I try to get as much work done as possible before I like collapse. I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's really fun being involved on campus, and I think everybody should do it because it's an experience that you're going to take for the rest of your journey ahead. And I think it's really important to enjoy your university life because it's like something you won't experience again in your life, because then you're, after you experience university or whatever you're studying, college, you're a full-time adult, which is scary because that's what you have to do for the rest of your life. Ugh, being responsible, bills, payments, but you have access to adult money so you can buy stupid stuff and be happy with it because that makes you happy. But that doesn't mean that it's stupid because you bought it. But you get my point. You get my point. But yeah, hopefully you guys are enjoying today. You're having a good day. You're relaxing. It's a chill Wednesday night. I have to talk about the weather again. It's so nice because considering a few days ago, it was snowy and it was like I almost like slipped and like fell really bad, but I did not. But today it's like drizzling. It's nice. It's very calming, which I really like. But yeah. Okay. I'm also trying to get more into like films, movies and stuff because I usually like do not have time in the day. But I digress. This next song is one of my absolute favorite Linkin Park and feature Jay-Z. Well, it's not a feature, but it's a collaboration from Jay-Z and Linkin Park. It's called Dirt Off Your Shoulder / Lying From You. And I really like this song because it's just Jay-Z's flow in this song. I think it's like, if you don't understand rap better, I think you start off by listening to Jay-Z, and like if you can decipher his lyrics and his rhymes, I think you can listen to pretty much anyone. But it's really fun. Okay, moving on. Here's Dirt Off Your Shoulder from Linkin Park and Jay-Z, guys. Alrighty, that was Dirt Off Your Shoulder, Lying From You, from Linkin Park and Jay-Z. Alright, we're almost at the last 10 minutes of our show. Hopefully you guys are enjoying my show. And if you're not, well, I'm sorry, I'm trying. But yes, I think that song is, well, I think Linkin Park as a general was like a band that when I first listened to, I didn't understand what they were saying because I was so young. But I think as I grew up and started like processing my feelings and like everything around me, I sort of started to understand what they were talking about. And I think me and a lot of my friends like that I've met through the years have bonded over Linkin Park because it sort of helped us open up about our feelings, because that this was like one of the few bands that actually talked about something like that I remember when I was young and growing up. So I think that's really important. So just so you guys know, if you need any help, reach out to your friend. They'll be happy to help you. Reach out to anyone who you think you trust. Maybe it's your professor, whoever, you can reach out to them. If you need any help, don't be shy to ask. Anyone will be happy to help you. And yes, I have mixed feelings about our last 10 minutes because I was having so much fun, guys. I'm going to miss you guys until next week, but I'll be back. So make sure you tune in. Tell your friends to tune into my show. Tell your friends to tell their other friends to tune into the show, because we have so many awesome shows on Radio Laurier like this all the time, whether it's live or it's pre-recorded. We have everything for everyone. Make sure you tune in, tell your friends, because we're trying to boost our listeners up. Sorry. But yeah, So we have just last 2 to 3 songs that I'm going to play. I'm going to keep the talking to a minimum. So I'm just going to play the next song now. This is Burn It Down by Linkin Park. Alrighty, guys, and we're back. Sorry. Yeah, that was Burn It Down by Linkin Park. And swiftly moving on to our next song is Lying From You. And here we go. Hopefully you guys enjoyed my show. Again, if you guys need to drop some suggestions, make sure you go to my Instagram. That's MADHAV_MALHOTRA_ It's Madhav_Malhotra_ So make sure you guys tune into my show every Wednesday night, 8:30 to 9:30. And we do tons of fun shows for you guys. And there's everything for everyone at Radio Laurier. And hopefully you guys enjoyed my show. It's been absolutely amazing. I'm your host, Maddie. And yes, see you next week, guys. Have fun, enjoy, take care of yourselves, and see ya.